Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. I almost was waiting for someone else to start talking. We do have a couple guests in the chat room already. And on the eve of Mother's Day weekend, I should have thought of this ahead of time. Yes, I have a cold, and some of you tried to get in on last week. We had had a guest that was going to call in and do the show for me, and unfortunately, the password I had given her to get on to my site and do the show for me, it was a miscommunication, and she wasn't able to. But I was so sick that I didn't check my messages until the next day. And unfortunately, you know how the summer colds are, winter colds dragging on. I am waiting for my guest to call in, and hopefully that is her. So I'm going to check switchboard. Of course, it just blinked. So fun. So waiting for Lisa to call in, and I'm going to click her on as soon as the screen will stay still and see if this is Lisa. And Lisa, is this you? Hello? Hello, who's speaking? Hello, is this Lisa?
Hello?
Oh, hello, is this Lisa speaking?
Oh, no, I'm just a guest.
Okay. You are the guest or you are call-in?
I'm a call-in, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hold on, dear, I've got to put you back on hold just a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, hello. Anyway, the gal I was going to have come in tonight, and hopefully she wasn't the one that was calling when I was trying to log into the switchboard. Her name is Lisa, and she's written a book, Walking a Mile in My Shoes, and it's on Amazon and a couple other places, Google Books. And she has a website where you can go check her out on awingofanangel.webs.com. And I had been a guest on her Blog Talk radio show some months back, and you know how schedules are, they kind of bounce back and forth. And finally, this is a very lovely lady, and she's written some books, and I thought she was very intelligent, and it looks like she might have had some trouble getting to me. So what we'll do is we'll just answer a couple phone calls, and I won't be going the whole hour because you can tell I'm still under the weather, but I always like to have a theme, and sometimes you have to think this through. And I have been honored to have found another ghost investigation group out of Florida, and we're going to be talking about EVPs. And if you want to find out what that's about, it's on Pacific Time, which is California time, which I am at the moment for 6 months out of the year. I'm in Arizona. We don't honor that daylight savings. And that show will start at 8 o'clock tonight at Dead-Air. So Blog Talk Radio, Dead then a dash, and air. And it's quite fun to talk about EVPs, electronic voice patterns, where we pick up spirit talking. So anyway, I want to go to the switchboard again. I hope this is Lisa. If not, then I'll go to the original lady in the 404 area code. So let me check this one last caller. And if it's not Lisa, we'll go back to the first caller. Oops, and that gal, 404, hung up. Okay. Let me try the 818 again. Hello there. This is Nancy.
Hi, I'm not Lisa. Just love
okay. Reading
when it's my turn. Thanks.
Yes. She must have had trouble getting in, ladies. So let me go. Let me put you off, and then we'll go back to the 4. Okay, young lady, I don't know if I accidentally knocked you off the 404 area code. If I did, I really apologize. So let me go back to the 716 area code, and maybe the 404 lady knows Lisa and is going to call her to get her on the air. Hold on a second. Okay, 716 area code, who am I talking to?
This is Audrey.
Hello, Audrey. And since Lisa's not on, I will answer your question for you tonight. What do you have for me that you would like to ask?
Oh, I have a relationship question. Are you doing relationship questions?
Yeah, that's 99% of the questions that come in, Audrey. So what's your question for me tonight?
I just have a relationship question about my boyfriend, Sean. We just recently got back together, and yesterday he came over, and I was just wondering what his intentions are and where the relationship was going.
I don't think he knows where it's going. And I was also curious, when you saw him, did he seem not agitated, but there's a grumbling in his body? It's kind of like a low-level anxiety or anger, and I can't figure out what that is. Do you have any idea what I'm picking up?
No, he was very quiet, very sincere, very calm, very nice. I just didn't know where he was at.
All right. Well, let me tell you, there's something else going on with him, some anxiety. If the anxiety is because he broke up with you or you guys separated, now you want to go back together again. He really doesn't know where this is going yet either. So he's being nice because he wants you back in his life. Do not fall for this unless he speaks up. Even if you date him, say, I'm so glad you're back in my life, but where are we going with this? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I also don't want you to think I'm just going to date you without what I want out of it. You may have to be clear to him. He knows what he wants. Okay?
Okay. Is it just a sexual thing, or?
Oh, always. If an in-camp relationship, of course. It's up to you if you want to go down that road or not. He does not well know what he wants. So I tell my ladies, don't jump in and think it's marriage or long-term. And if you say, well, I just want a relationship, they'll go over and just have fun. But don't give your heart away unless you know what you want, because he does not.
He doesn't.
I don't want you to chase him down. You make him come after you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I didn't say he was a bad man. I just said he doesn't know really what he wants in life. And he's come back to you for now. So you've got to pan it out and see what he really said to you, okay?
Okay, I'll let him come to me. I won't call him or anything.
You've already been there, done that. Don't do it again, okay?
Okay. Yes.
All
thank
right.
you.
All right.
Okay, dear.
Bye. Bye. And I'll take and talk to the 818 area code. And who's this speaking?
Hi, Diane here. Nancy, I would like to know if someone new in my love life is going to be coming in anytime soon.
Did you break up with the dark-haired man or the gray man?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
You know, it wasn't complete.
Before the salt and pepper man, did you date a dark-haired man with heavy brown hair?
I did.
Okay. I should not be able to see these people in your mind. And what it tells me is that, and I'm not prying everybody, I just do what I do, you may be holding on to these people or reminiscing or thinking about them. When you do, you may bring the same people or same personalities into your life. So I want you to do me a favor, and I want you just, you know, like you're taking a shower and get the soap and you wash these men out of your spirit. And the thing is that I should never be able to see these guys. And what you're doing is as you meet new people, they may have a sense of someone in your energy, and you want to make sure that you're clean. Okay. Tell me how tall a lady are you?
Petite, 5'1" and a half.
Oh, I knew it. There's a guy coming about 5'7", 5'8", probably 145, 150 pounds, your age group. No beard, no mustache, very smooth complexion. And he looks like he has also the graying hair. Did I just by chance describe the man that you just broke up with?
You sort of did.
Yeah. If he comes back, ask him what he wants and see where you take it from there. Because I think he's lonely, but I don't.
Yeah, he tried to contact me two separate times, Nancy. Boy, are you perceptive. And I ignored it both times.
It's all right.
I didn't tell you and you saw him. Sheesh. So it's all right. I did good by not responding, I felt.
Correct.
But
a tendency to jump back into it too quickly. He needs to know that you're not just hanging around waiting for him. He will come back. So give him a little bit more time, okay?
Thank you, love. Bye.
All right, dear. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And talking to 415 area code, who's this?
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Hi, Hello, Jacqueline. I know what part of the world you're from, and then the lady after you, the 707, also from California. Well,
yeah.
It's nice meeting you, Jacqueline, and what can I do for you tonight?
I was calling. My mother is expecting a check. It's kind of like an important check. Do you see a time frame in which that's going to be coming?
Doesn't seem like it's for another week or so. I can see her looking at it in her hands. Are they expecting about another week?
Another week. And do you see like do you see like money behind it, or then like?
I don't want you to tell me details. Is she expecting the check in about a week?
Okay.
A week from Monday or Tuesday?
A week from Monday or Tuesday.
Is that what she is expecting? Maybe we don't have very good connection. I hope the fan is not making too much noise. Do you happen to know when she's expecting it?
Well, we were expected to have it a while ago. The deadline was yesterday.
Having it come another week is not too bad. Do you know if the check will have a 30 or 300 in it?
No, I would love to know something. No, we don't know.
It's hard to see it. You know, I can see her looking at the check in her hand. It looks like a payroll check a refund check or big check. So I think it's coming. I just can't tell how soon. Okay?
Okay.
It feels like it's still out for another week. Huh?
So it looks like it's enough for her to be okay? Or for all the family to be okay?
No, money is really hard because I wouldn't know if it's before or after they take taxes out. I'm kind of trying to get it from her. It feels like she's reasonably happy with it. You know, it's never going to be enough, is it?
It's enough for now.
I'm not being facetious, but life is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, good luck
to
your mom. All right, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And I know where this is, 707 area code.
Nancy, how are you?
And fine. Who am I talking to?
Valerie.
Oh, is this Grandma?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Hold on a second. Isn't that terrible to get on the phone and can't talk? Somebody was listening to something, and they said, well, how do you know it's Grandma? I says, you know, we just have a long-time connection. I think you called in, 3 years ago.
Right.
Isn't that
about
right? With your grandson
right.
And all?
Yes.
Well, hi. How are you?
Hi.
The audience know whatever we're talking about. How nice to talk to you. I think you called in a few weeks back. So what's going on with you? What do you want from me tonight?
I want to know where that love relationship is that's being that was delayed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the only thing I don't have access to.
Oh, no, it wasn't from you.
Somebody.
Oh, it wasn't from you.
Oh, I mean, I didn't say
it
was. There's a man coming.
Yeah, the delay wasn't said by you, though. It wasn't from you. It was from someone else.
Someone else?
Yeah.
You know, that's okay, as long as we can tap in the time. My sense is there is a man coming that you're going to get very sweet on, whether it leads to marriage, I don't know. Did she say this man was 6 foot tall?
Yes.
Broad shoulder. I'm seeing the same thing.
Yes.
So, you know, yahoo, someone else can do this, you know. But I sometimes can't tell the time of year. I can just see him. And, you know, I had a lady call me once, and she said, well, he finally showed up, but, boy, you were wrong on the time frame. It just was years later. And I said, you know, if we had control of time, we'd be gods. Because
yes,
I would have everybody
exactly.
Get that big love relationship with the big money coming in.
Right.
And we just can't control time. So it might be having to do with the universe seeing that you need to finish this or finish that. So I don't know, but I do see him coming. So whoever told you that did pick up a love relationship for you. My feeling is this not necessarily his love to marriage for forever, but he'll be in your life for a while. Okay?
Uh-huh. So are you getting a sense of timing?
That's what I'm trying to get. He has a dark shirt on and his long sleeve. So, you know, California, guys are having bad weather even now, even though it's in May. So if it dries up and gets really hot tomorrow, you're not going to be wearing long-sleeve shirts. And then
it's getting pretty
summer,
cool
like
out here
September.
Lately.
I know it. So I base my predictions on what people wear when I see the vision of them. And this man is coming in with a dark shirt, like a dark red with plaid maybe, and it looks like it's long sleeve. So it kind of indicates cooler weather. So it's either now or after winter. I mean, after summer when winter sets in again.
Okay.
All right. Well,
yeah,
my dear, good
so
luck
much.
To you, huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want love for all my leaves. Talk to you later, dear.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, you can tell I can't talk much longer, so I apologize, everybody. I'm going to see who this is, and it's 603 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi, this is Val, and I'm calling from New Hampshire. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Val.
Hi.
And we had a guest tonight, but she must have not been able to get into the show, and that's really too bad. You know, she's a lovely lady. And I was on her show, so I'm telling the audience, and you began, her name is Lisa, and I've put a link on my the description. So if you, anybody's interested in who is going to show up tonight, on a wing of an angel, .webs.com, she's a lovely lady. I was on her show a couple months back, and we often do that. You know, girlfriends will kind of connect and go back and forth. So anyway, this is that, yes, Val, I had just talked with Valerie, so opposite sides of the continent. What can I do for you tonight?
What can you, I guess I am wondering about what you see for a gentleman and I.
You made it sound like you didn't know what to ask me.
Do you not
have something in your life, or you do and you're not curious?
Oh, I am wondering what you pick up. For a specific gentleman, and I, not just any gentleman.
Sorry, what's his first name then?
Oh, his name is Jeff.
J-E-S-S?
Right.
I'm going to share with you who I'm looking at. Is the man I'm looking at a smaller built man, small in stature?
I'm sorry, what do you mean, like?
Shorter man.
Yeah, he's shorter.
Okay. You know, sometimes I've done this and people will call
well,
in
five,
and I'm
nine.
Not the, one you're with.
Right, 5'9".
Yeah, so sometimes it's kind of scary when you go to ask me. Has this man proclaimed love for you and wants to stay in your life?
I was hoping, what else do
yes?
you see? What else do you see about him?
You
like,
have to remember, Val, I'm not putting you on the spot. I asked you how he's proclaiming love for you. Does he want to stay in your life?
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with this. I'm surprised he hasn't. Have you just started dating him? Is that why you're asking?
No.
It feels like there's love here. So what would you want to know, hon? Or maybe I'm describing somebody. If you get rid of this guy, because he's not proclaiming love for you, and the next guy will. No beard, no mustache.
No.
I do see hair that has a lot of different color in it. So it could be graying. If that's not the man you're dating, then you have another man coming in, a soft personality, a sweet man. And whoever this is will love you. And he's looking for a woman that has a stronger personality, someone that likes to take the reins. And it doesn't mean he's not a strong personality. It means that he appreciates women. So if I'm not describing the man you're with, and I hope you're not married to the man you're with and you're having problems, but then you will be attracted to another man. There's a new man on the horizon.
No, I won't be attracted to a new man. It's all right, though.
I'm sorry.
No,
I can only tell you what I get. So sometime
no,
in the future,
I appreciate
this happens.
Yeah. All right. I've been intertwined with this guy for 13 years.
Well, you know, Val, I was in love with somebody. And I tell you, I just one day woke up and said, I've had enough of this. I gave enough time. So maybe you're having one of those moments, and your spirit will kind of say, okay, and then this man I'm describing will show up. So then you have to make a choice. And to me, it's all good. You know, only through change will our soul evolve. And maybe it's time. You're a nice lady, and you got a lot of strength. So best of luck to you, young lady, okay?
Thank you. Best of luck
bye-bye.
To you.
Bye. Two. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to spend a couple more minutes. Hopefully Val will come in. I've got 302 area code.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Another Jackie. I had two Jackies and two Vals. How about that? And where are you calling from?
From Delaware.
Oh, another East Coast. How fun is that? And what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if you could tell me what's, you know, on the horizon for me.
Yeah, give me an area to look, dear.
Pardon?
What part of your life?
Oh, maybe with work and or love.
Well, pick an area. Which is the most important to you right now?
Work.
You know, I'm only giving everybody 2 or 3 minutes. This is not a full reading every show,
okay.
You know. So you know that. So give me a question. What is it you want to know?
Is my job going? Am I going to keep my job?
Hold on a minute. You know, I'm not getting a release of job as much as you're looking for another job. Have you started looking around in your own company?
I haven't started, but I feel like I'm having trouble getting motivated to look.
I want to say in 2 or 3 months, you're starting to look around to see what else is available. So I don't see them saying to you, you cannot have your job, as much as you say, I don't know if I want this job.
Okay.
So I don't know how big your company is, but it feels like, I don't think it's only in 2 or 3 weeks. I think it's more in 2 or 3 months. It's like you're
okay.
Looking around. Would you find something right away? Actually, you may. It's almost like you find a couple of different places in your company or different jobs, and you'll say, well, that one looks interesting over there. What would it take for me to move over?
Mm-hmm.
So do that, because I think you'd be happier.
Okay?
You may not be paid attention to where you are. All right, dear. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. And this will be my last call, everybody, because I have really can't talk. I was going to have my guest do the talking tonight. And this is the 5951 area code. And
yes,
who's speaking?
Hello? Yes. Hey, how you doing? My name is Jericho. And I wanted to know if you've seen anything financial for me, any type of money. You know, enough money that'll make me happy coming to me pretty soon, or
oh
is
my
it far?
God! I guess. What state are you calling from?
California, Southern California.
Oh, is that a California number?
Yes.
Well, you have a great name. How do you say that one more time?
Jericho.
That's great. I love it when parents give names that no one else can pronounce. It must be a blend of. I'm just joking with you. Are you in Southern California? Is that where 951 area code is?
Yes, ma'am. It is.
And had you want and thank you, hon. I pick up that you're a very attractive person. Do people in your family wonder how come you're not in movies?
somewhat. Somewhat.
I think so too.
Have
you ever taken? I called it kung fu. That young men love to do nowadays, that black belt and all that. Have you done anything like that?
No, but I do train in my private time. You know, nothing professional, but it's something that I just practice on my own.
You know, I have people all the time calling me and asking me for the lotto numbers, and really, if I could, I would do it for everybody. Is there a big windfall for you? Sometimes I think the universe sends me people when you're on the brink of change, and I'm not going to flatter you. I feel like you have choices coming up here, but I am picking up something about a movie studio, and I'm picking up that you will be noticed if you go to be noticed.
Hmm.
And I want you to do that for me.
Okay.
And I have no idea where 951 area code is, but I did pick it up. So now, for some reason, we're having a big change. It's almost like the younger generation is dictating what kind of movies there are. And we have XXX, and we have all the Too Fast, Too Furious, and a lot of the action. And for some reason, I feel like you would be, you know that, I love this guy. He was in, Race to Witch Mountain, you know, that the guy called The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
I think that you... and he would be great in a movie together. But you need to be seen to be picked up, and you need to go do that.
Okay. I've never joshed with you.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Well, everybody, thank you for coming tonight. And I would like to invite you to another show I'm going to be on tonight. And it will be on blogtalkradio.com, DEAD, D-E-A-D, dash AIR. The first hour of the show, there will be someone on talking about Bigfoot, I believe, and it should be very interesting. And the gentleman, George Lopez, is a professional ghost hunter, and he will be on after talking about electronic voice patterns. So if you're interested in ghost investigation or Bigfoot, I invite you to go to the show, and I'll have a little bit more time to get my voice back. So I appreciate your coming. I'm really sorry that Lisa didn't make it, and that's what happens. That happens. You must have got tied up. So we will see you next week, and I have another guest on, and this gal was going to be on last week and wasn't able to log in for me when I was really sick. Her name is Colleen Craig. So we will have another really good friend and intuitive. And until next week, everybody, good night.